that darn 10th Amendment thing. This president seems to be handcuffed by the Constitution. Of course, he's not paying any attention to it. You're also on with Laura Anderson, my morning producer.
Hey, Laura.
Good morning, Governor.
Good morning to you.
Great, thank you.
We had some Facebook questions for you as well. I think some of our Facebook viewers wanted to ask you, sir.
Go right ahead.
One of them wanted to know how many federal departments would you get rid of and which ones when you're elected president?
Three right off the bat. You know, Commerce, Interior, and Energy are three that you think of right off the bat that could be.
With all the energy that they've developed.
Right. Right. And that gets back to that 10th Amendment. It's not even an argument from the 10th Amendment direction that, the states created the federal government to be an agent for the states, not the other way around.
Governor Perry, I would think getting rid of the Department of Education, too. They haven't done a great job since the peanut farmer here established that organization some years back. Kids are getting dumber and dumber, and we're spending more and more for it.
Well, your common sense tells you that the citizens of South Carolina, your governor, the legislature, your school administrators and school boards and parents and teachers know substantially better how to educate your children in South Carolina than some bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. We send our money up there. They skim off $1 billion or so for administrative costs. And then they pick winners and losers. This race to the top is a great example that this president's tried to put into place.
Mm-hmm.
And they're blackmailing states with our own money and basically saying, here's the national test and here are the national standards that you're going to put into place. One size fits all doesn't work. Well, maybe it does in gym socks, but it sure doesn't in how we educate our children.
Well, listen, God bless you guys in Texas for standing up for your rights to have the books published that are going to put history back in our heroes back in our history books.
Well, and we not only that, but we also refused any of this race to the top money.
Mm-hmm.
They came in and tried to use again our money that we had sent to Washington D.C. to make us change our unemployment insurance program, to expand it, which would increase the cost for our small businesses. And we said no. We were not going to be blackmailed by Washington, D.C. from the standpoint of them telling us how to run our state. They already do that too much. You know, the states are truly under assault by the federal government. And if Texas is under assault, South Carolina is at full-out war with this administration. When you think about their Justice Department has been sent into South Carolina to overturn your voter identification law, to overturn the immigration law that was passed last session of the legislature, and then the most egregious case, the National Labor Relations Board coming in and telling a private sector company that you cannot come to South Carolina because it's a right-to-work state, which was nothing more than the labor bosses pressuring this president. And then South Carolina is going to be impacted negatively by it because Boeing had to kowtow, so to speak, to the union bosses before the NLRB would sign off. And that's just the type of meddlesome Washington knows best activities. When I talk about making Washington as inconsequential in people's lives as we can, there's three great examples for South Carolina that you will never see out of a Perry administration. My Department of Justice will never be suing states over their sovereign rights to decide their future, and we will substantially reduce those agencies' impact, the cost of those agencies, and we pass a balanced budget amendment to the United States Constitution and make that Congress part-time. Then the reality of making Washington inconsequential starts becoming a reality.